Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
This is a Little Empire podcast. Visit us at littleempirepodcast.com and on Instagram at Little Empire Podcasts.
Hey, Rose.
Yeah.
Do you know what's tight?
Why are you laughing already?
Because of what I was about to say.
Well, say it and then everyone can enjoy the joke.
I was preemptively laughing at what I was going to say, but now you've ruined the flow of it and I'm not going to say it anymore. But do you know what? The karma will get you. Karma will get you back for all the things you've done.
You don't mean the great company, the great beverage company, do you?
That's exactly what I mean. I mean, you've got lots of cola coming your way. Yeah.
What? Are they going to send cola.
Yeah, they're going to send you some, Rose, in the post, especially for you. They're going to send you some cola.
You're not shitting
me. And then they're going to send some money to farmers in Sierra Leone.
Amazing. It's a little bit hard sometimes to get Karma Cola over in the UK, but you can get it. And I actually went to Maltby Street markets, and I saw they've got little cutesy little Karma Cola little cans that are a little bit smaller than your average can. And guess what? I love a miniature version of anything, so I'm happy.
Did you drink it and feel like a giant?
Yeah, well, I do feel like a giant most of the time. But
okay, and that has been the advertisement for Karma Cola. Kia ora, everyone. Welcome. Tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou katoa, and welcome to this week's episode of what?
I know that it's like legit to do like cool today, but you know that we've got listeners all around the world.
All right.
How are you doing?
Y'all, konnichiwa, komastas.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I've made a huge gaffe.
No, y'all was for the American listeners. Konnichiwa was for
konnichiwa
the...
in an American accent.
Well, that was for our Asian American listeners, specifically.
Yeah, so
fuck, I can't remember what language konnichiwa is from.
Japanese,
of course.
Dumb
bitch. You can say it. You can say it.
I
dumb
know.
Bitch.
Yeah.
Fuck God.
Doko kara kimashita ka?
Oh, all right. Okay. What did you just say
New Zealand
about
kara kimashita.
Me? What did you just say about me?
So you're a big New Zealand bitch.
A big bitch.
I actually said, where do you come from? And I said, New Zealand.
So right now you're in the corner of your bedroom just talking to yourself. Do you even need me
in
for
Japanese,
this podcast?
Yeah.
In Japanese. Oh, boy.
This is so sad. Hey, what's up, man? What's up, what's up, what's up, what's up?
Hey,
not
what
was that? Oh, God. You know what's so sad is that I've got on my wall, I've pinned up, like, it's got a little office corner, and not that I do any work, and I've got these cute little post-its that I got from $3 Japan in New Zealand, and they're all little cats, and they're all different cats smiling, and when I said, what's up, what's up, what's up, what's up, I looked around, I was staring at one of the little cat's faces.
And what did the cat say back to you, Ross?
The cat said, burn my entire house down, including everyone who lives in the flats above.
And how long have you been hearing the cat?
Just a little while, since I got my period.
Since you got your period. Hey, congrats on the period, by the way. That's good news.
Thank you
good
so
news
much.
Around.
It's
How's
great.
It feeling?
It's huge news.
Huge well, it's, news.
You know, it's okay. It's okay. I haven't had a period for a long time.
Yeah. You've had what you would call, technically, a dry vagina. Is that correct?
A dry vagina, yeah. It's a vagina drought.
It's a vagina
blood drought. That's what they call it.
Oh, fuck.
Blood
the
drought.
Red Sea drought. That's what they call it.
Dried up. Yeah, because I skip my sugar pills on the pill all the time, and so. But then at some point when you skip it too much, yeah. your body just has a period, and you're like, oh fuck, okay, I guess this is happening. So, yeah, I'm having a little break from that and getting my IUD soon. I got my consultation next week.
Hey, congrats! So that'll be great news.
Thank you so much. I thought you're free up here, so that's good.
Is it?
Yeah, you don't have to pay for it.
Do you have to pay in New Zealand? I've never had an IUD.
You have to pay for the marina.
Well, hold on, what's the marina? Is that where you dock the boat?
It's like, because the copper one isn't hormonal at all. It's literally like just copper that kills sperm.
Shit.
But marina has got a very, very low dosage of hormones, which also means that you might not get, like, it's kind of designed for you not to have to get your period and stuff. Because with the copper IUD, you get heavier bleeding and longer periods, basically.
Oh, God.
But, you know, that's okay because the male pill has research has been discontinued, so that's fine.
This morning I was at a cafe. this morning, yeah, that's good news all around. Too long have men been oppressed, and it's important that that stops. Although in saying that, I would never trust a guy who's like, baby, I'm on the pill. I would never,
Like, trust them that they were.
No, I wouldn't be like, yeah, sure, come inside of me, I'll take the risk.
That's true.
So I was at a cafe this morning, not to brag.
Ooh, go you.
Thank you. Poached eggs, spinach, avocado, flat white, long macchiato.
Those are friends you went with.
Yes. I've given them their brunch nicknames. I call you Scrambled.
Scrambled? So you know. Wouldn't you call me aioli?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
A side of aioli.
Yeah, that's what you always ask for. Anyway, fucking hell. There were some real kids there today, like kids, you know, like the kind of kids making noise. And I was like, I think I'm getting closer and closer to being like, not for me. No, thank you.
I think about having kids and when I'm going to have kids every single day, but not in like a, I'm excited, in a, I don't want anything to do with that, but also I know I will regret it. So I'm just going to be such a shit mum. Like, I'm so tired all the time. I'm going to be like one of those horror, I'm going to be like Toni Collette in About a Boy.
I'm going to be like Toni Collette in Muriel's Wedding. No, I'm gonna be like Toni Collette in her shoes.
Yeah, you fit for sure.
Yes, can't wait. Fuck.
But yeah, no, I'm not into it, and so I'll be on this. I think 30. When I hit 30, I'll say. I decided the other day because it causes so much anxiety in me. I've decided that I'm not allowed to freak out about it. Like, I'm not even allowed to think about having children. Until I'm 30.
And how's that going? Every day still?
Bad. Yeah, sort of. But, you know, I figure once I turn 25, I have 4-5 full years to do some stuff and then maybe.
Fuck, how old are you again? About it.
24, but the other day I genuinely thought I was 23. It was really sad.
I can't believe you're 24.
Well, I'm pretty sure I'm going to die at 31, so...
Well, that makes me feel a little bit better, but still not great.
You know, is this a normal thing that I got good news today where I was like, I got a part in something which is for next year, and
yeah,
I was like,
girl.
I got excited about it, and then my second thought was, oh, I hope I don't die before then.
No, that's not a thought I have. Sometimes if I'm doing something shit, I'm like, I hope I don't die now. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Because if you die, like, here's the thing.
Like what?
When's the last time I was like, God, I hope I don't die now? I was like sitting in the office doing work, working on like some sort of prank or something. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I hope I don't fucking like get killed this morning. You know?
Yeah.
But if you got killed before your job, like, you're killed, like, whilst you're, like, living in all of this positive anticipation of work. So it's not that bad.
That's true. That's very true.
So maybe now's the perfect time to go.
What a positive spin.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of
Oh, here we go. Babies, what's happening now?
Oh, a little bit of this is what they call on the business, Moving on to the next subject.
I love it when you teach me things about the business.
Yeah, I have worked in radio before for a couple of days.
If you could see my face right now.
It wasn't great. It wasn't great. I'll tell you that much. Okay. What I aim to be is some...
You've said too much.
I'm 24 and I feel like I've got stories of doing everything when I really don't. I think that's my new character. Like an old woman.
Yeah, like when I talk about living in Melbourne, but it was for like 2.5 months.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, when we go over Melbourne for a month and we're like, oh, I lived in Melbourne for a spell.
I mean, I did actually live in Melbourne, but, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah, cool.
Yeah. Yeah, that is a funny character. In that case, anyway. I would have so much work experience. I'd be like, I was a telemarketer. I have done everything. Jobs-wise, I've done most things.
You're kind of like Joan Rivers almost.
Thank you.
Okay. Anyway, so don't worry. I'm not going to continue the compliment.
No, please do. I want to hear it. I need it.
Oh, okay. Like, you're like Joan Rivers in that you've done a lot of things. And then you started doing comedy. I don't know. Maybe it's not like Joan Rivers.
Okay.
Well, she had a kid before she started comedy, didn't she? She had Melissa before she even started, didn't she?
I don't think that's true at all, no.
That is not true at all. That is absolutely not true. I just remember that. She got married. I think she was married from a young age.
No, I don't think that's true necessarily either,
I think I'm talking about Phyllis Diller. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh god, it's good that to hear my laugh again.
Oh god. Okay,
go on, let's crack into who do you want to mac on today? Macintosh.
It's been on the mind because I saw a movie the other day.
This is been the on your old pussy's this mind. One. Carry on.
Oh god. Okay, so that. I watched a movie. It was called Diary of a Teenage Girl. Very good. It's available on Netflix. Very much enjoyed it. Very, very.
Rose, please, highly. No unauthorized shout outs. Carry on.
Okay, fine. Well, you can bleep that out. But in the film, so it's kind of dodgy subject matter because it's set in the 70s, so you got away with anything. And the ladies were ladies, the men were men, everyone was just having sex and just, it was awful. But yeah, so there's this like, it's this young girl, I think she's 15 yeah. something, who basically starts having an affair with her mum's boyfriend, who's like 30 something.
Okay.
And so, when I say that you immediately you're like, that's gross. But in the film, it's a really good film because it kind of deals with it in a really interesting way in terms of like, it's not like she is discovering her sexuality and she is very much, you know, it seems like, I mean, who knows? And in many of those situations, then teenagers aren't in control. But she's actually in a very like, she I don't know, she learned something from it anyway. Okay. And you know what? When I was 15 and when I was 16, I often, like, I would have given the opportunity, probably in my mind, wanted to have sex with a man who was much older than myself. Never did. And I think if you actually do, you kind of ruin the fantasy. It was really interesting about, like, teenage fantasies of older men. Like, I really fantasized about older men when I was, like, no teenage girl is fantasizing about teenage boy because teenage boys are disgusting and dumbasses. So basically, I know, okay, you know what? I'm doing exactly what I hate fucking hearing myself do on this podcast, and that is talking for a great length, and you come in and say something funny, and then everyone listens to the podcast, laughs, ha 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 ha, and then Rose goes back to try and explain, what we're talking about, and I sound like a horrible person.
Maybe you should just stop listening to the episodes.
Sometimes I just like to check. I haven't listened to the last one.
Oh boy, but, it gets real dark at the end.
Yeah. But anyway, as teenage girls, there is a very intricate, interesting sexuality. And, you know, I watched that film and I was like, yeah, I found Alexander Skarsgård, like, incredibly attractive. I thought he was
he's a dish.
I mean, he was very hot. even though he was fucking having sex with a 15-year-old. I feel conflicted, and I so feel conflicted about that. So basically, that's what I want to ask you. Mm-hmm. Do you have any kind of, because all of our crushes are inappropriate, but I want to go a bit deeper and see if there are any like older man crushes that you have, or older woman.
Okay.
I think we got a lot more older women than older men. But yeah, do you want to start or should I?
What did you say? You think about a lot more about older women than older men?
No, I think a lot more older women are more like attractive than older. I don't know.
Oh, interesting. Because usually people say the other way around. Like men get more attractive than women. They're just like, I think it's easier for a go man to age better than a. You know what? I don't want to say a go woman because that's mean.
You just did.
I know, but I hate myself for it. It's easier for a less attractive man to age well than it is for a lesser attractive woman to age well. I think.
Well, who's your less attractive man?
What do you think?
Well, do you want me to start? Because I've got a lot to say.
I'm just trying to think of like an ugly guy who like aged very well. I don't know. You just hear old regular dudes. You know, they get silver hair. They grow like a little beard. Like they're a little bit tubby, but they look fine. You know.
You know what I mean? Described a guess who man.
Yeah.
Ken. Or like someone, a really terrible undercover person.
Yeah, no, I take
a little hat.
I take back my earlier statement, and I want that to be cut out because I support women, and I think it's what's on the inside that matters, not what's on the outside.
Yeah, and also women reach their sexual peak, don't they?
They do.
At a later age,
and congratulations on that. Have I ever been into an older guy? Here's a story. When I was 17 and in PE class, my PE teacher
Love it already.
Yeah, was a real hottie. His name was, I'll change it for the podcast, Matt. And and he was like to me, you should do PE. He was the reason I did PE in first year university, even though I definitely shouldn't have been doing PE. And because he was a hottie. And he came to Rhythm and Vines that year, at the end of the school year, we went to Rhythm and Vines, which is a big like New Year's Eve festival.
Oh, yeah.
And hung out with us, and I'm pretty sure I didn't hook up with him because I was chasing this other guy called Dave who had zinc on his nose and a bucket hat because that was the sort of thing I was into. I'm pretty sure he hooked up with one of the students. I'm not 100%. So if he's listening, because I did actually use his real name, then I don't know, buddy. I was 17, maybe 18. Mm-hmm. By that stage, because it was end of the school year. So it was like after we'd left. So school finished in December. Rhythm and Vines was in January. Mm-hmm. And he would have been 24, 25. So it's like actually not that bigger. That's a weird thing about being taught at that age at high school. You get taught by like teachers fresh off the teacher's college train. But if he had wanted to have had sexual relations of some kind with me, I probably would have.
Yeah, hell yeah, I would have. I mean, to be honest, I mean, I didn't have sex until I was 18. But had sex earlier. That's what I'm trying to say.
Well, you could have had sex with this guy. I don't think he had sex with any one of the students. I really don't. But I'm fairly confident maybe he, maybe there was some lip locking.
I think there's something to be said for a girl getting to the age of 18 and like being kind of legally, not legally, but you know, like it being more socially acceptable that you have sex with an older guy, like 23, 24 or whatever. But that's better than maybe having sex when you're 16 with another 16-year-old boy. Because I just feel like, I think that would have ruined sex for me. I think it would have really ruined sex like, for me.
Because you're having sex with like
sex
a fumbling.
When I was a teenager.
I think it all depends. You know, I once watched this Oprah special, right? And I think there's something to it. And it was about this like sex therapist was talking about like, how should you like foster good sexuality in young girls?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
She was like, every 16-year-old should be given a vibrator for their birthday.
Oh, 100%. No, I mean, 100%. Every teenage girl...
Here we go.
Should be...
Put this on a t-shirt.
Told that them masturbating is okay in health class. I'm saying it.
Say it out loud. If there are any teenage girls listening to this right now, go home and just...
I didn't do that. I didn't do that till I was like 18 or 19.
I feel robbed. You feel robbed all those years.
I could have been genuinely. I'm curious when I talk to guys and they do like tell these stories about like, you know, when they started masturbating when they're like young boys or whatever.
I know. Fucking hell.
So fine with it.
And all those nights where I was like in bed and the lights were out and I wasn't allowed to leave, you know, it was like bedtime. I was just alone in a room. All of that time I could have been masturbating. But instead I was just like going through a shopping list in my head for the day tomorrow.
I think the reason why I watched Bridget Jones's Diary every night before bed when I was 17 and 74 is because I had never masturbated.
Oh, God.
I never masturbated to it. But I think it was just, there was something in me that was like, was wrong. And I was like, what's going, maybe if I watch this over and over again, maybe if the equivalent of watching Bridget Jones 52 times or 365 times is the equivalent of one friggin' Pornhub video.
Oh, God, I hate Pornhub.
Shout out.
Sponsor of the podcast.
But yeah,
I fucking hate Pornhub. No. Just in general, can I take a moment to address porn sites? Because I have a very conflicted relationship with porn. In that, it doesn't seem like a solid industry where people get treated equally and not taken advantage of.
Free range porn. That's what I've been saying for years.
Free range porn. Exactly. That's what I want. Organic free range porn. But occasionally, occasionally I want to dabble. And I want to get, I'll dabble. And normally I have this thing where I look at porn that's like for women. Do you know what I mean? Like in that category, because it's like less aggressive. Like, because sometimes when it's just like.
Yeah, but it's always just lesbian porn because they're just like.
No, you're wrong, Rose. It's not always just lesbian porn. That's a different category.
Okay, there might. There's lots of lesbian porn in for women.
Yes, that's true.
Not that
true.
I know the categories.
There is a lot of lesbian porn in for women. I think lesbian porn's all right. I've used lesbian porn before and it was like fine. It wasn't like, I don't know.
I cannot watch a man have sex with a woman unless the man is incredibly attractive. I get so put off if the man is like friggin' just like weird and got frosted tips and shit. Like that just distracts me, you know what I mean?
It just kind of feels
gross.
Yeah. I feel that way about like whenever I see like the one thing in porn that always like distracts me is when like a woman has highly plucked eyebrows, because I can never put myself in her like position. I couldn't be like, oh yeah, I would fuck like this, because I was like, I know we're gonna fuck differently because of the way you manicure your eyebrows. Like we're just fundamentally different people.
I think, but you're right. Like vote. I mean, in the same way that you vote with your dollar, vote with your wank.
Vote with your way.
Buy free-range porn.
Buy free range. Oh, do you buy porn?
No, I have never have done that.
Yeah.
No. I don't do that.
No, but anyway, can I just get to the fucking crux of my issue with porn?
Oh, yeah, why? Cool. You didn't get to it, great.
I didn't get to it. When I log on to Pornhub or YouPorn.
You log in to Pornhub.
I don't have a logout. No. What I really mean is when I open my incognito tab.
You sound like a mum when I log on to my tab.
No, I don't have an account. But what I hate is the assault of imagery on the homepage, because already seeing shit I don't want to see. So why can't there be a porn site where you go to it and it's just like a blank homepage and you type in the category you want and it takes you immediately to that? That's all I'm saying. Good. If there are people out there listening who...
Maybe we should create a curated pornography website.
Are you just suggesting we upload Bridget Jones's diary?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
We could just put, you know, stream that.
I feel good now that I've got that off my chest.
I'm glad. Let's get to the point. Fuck, we talk shit, too much shit. Okay, so I will say, I'll come out and say that my dude of the week, is when I was younger, I really loved the film. I still love the film and the comic, because I read comics as well. Sometimes you call them graphic novels, but I call them comics.
I really wanted to give you nothing for that.
Yeah, and you know what, you really did. I love Ghost World and I love the film. And once when I was my friend Geraldine's 16th. No. Yeah, Geraldine's 16th birthday.
Get this
and
we right.
We got a hotel room at the Rendezvous Hotel for all of the gals to hang out in
and have
a sleepover. Alex couldn't come because Alex got grounded because she got caught drinking in Albert Park. The night before. So did Cleo, but Cleo didn't somehow got out of being grounded and came to her birthday. Anyway, we watched Ghost World and you know, she's friends with Steve Buscemi's character, who's a lot older than her and wears a girdle. And because he's got a bad back and he's just a weird guy who's into jazz music and he's super, super weird looking. And then, like, spoiler alert, she has sex with him and it's kind of weird, but like she's like kind of, you know, wants to have sex with him for ages, and then she does, and then she feels really weird about it, rightly so. But then my friend Millie was like, oh, that's disgusting, that's disgusting. And I was like, oh, no, it's fine, I'm okay with it. And genuinely I was 16 year old me was very okay with it, and I'm actually quite attracted to Steve Buscemi in Ghost World. Have you ever seen Ghost World?
No, I've never seen Ghost World.
You haven't seen Ghost World?
I haven't seen Ghost World. I've seen Ghost.
Have you seen Ghosts?
I've seen Ghost more than once. Is that what you mean?
No, I mean like a ghost.
Oh, like a ghost in real life?
Yeah.
Yeah, I told you about that one time. I thought I saw my grandmother in the corner of my room, and then I flicked on my light, and it was like a pile of clothes. And I was like, is it her, or was it the pile of clothes all along? We'll never know.
We'll never know. I've never seen Ghost, so we're like different sides of the same coin?
The same ghost coin.
Yeah.
Have you never seen Ghost? I genuinely think you'd love it.
Yeah, it's on Netflix. I was going to watch it the other day, but then instead I started watching... God, what did I start watching? And also, you're still freaking logged on to my Netflix, and I see what you're watching.
Yeah, I know.
You watch such shit. I took a picture the other day.
So, fuck you. The thing is...
I was furious. Okay, so hang on. I took a picture the other day.
Can I just clarify how this has happened? Because the listeners, they need to know. So when you lived at my house, you logged onto the main like computer TV with your Netflix account. You rented a room. And I have my own Netflix account on my laptop, right? But you never logged out of your Netflix account on the computer, the main computer. And I can't remember my password to my Netflix account, so I just never logged out of yours. So
oh,
I'm not
tough
the
shit. Log out of it.
I'm not the only one who's watching that one. It's my other flatmates and stuff who watch stuff on it. So it's not just my things. But I'll tell you what I do predominantly watch on it. Chelsea.
Yeah, I know. It's always Chelsea. It's like one of them was like, because you watched oh, it was awful. I'm gonna go to my Netflix and see which ones are mine and which ones are yours. Because also we're both actually sponging off the Netflix account of
Joseph Moore from Walkout Boys.
Oh my god. Oh my god, I just logged in. Yeah, Joseph Moore from Walkout Boys says update your payment information to continue. Joseph has not paid his Netflix account.
Fucking Joseph.
We were unable to process your last payment. We're fucked. We're both fucked.
Oh no. Oh well. It's been a good run, to be honest. It's been a really good run. So you're
did you watch Planet Earth?
I did watch a little bit of Planet Earth. All right, I did. What do you want from me? I was in and out of the kitchen. I was cooking. I was watching Planet Earth. It was fascinating. I'm human. So I'll get us back on track, and you can make the smart quips. So you're into Steve Buscemi, who's like quite disturbing because he's the gross guy in all the Adam Sandler movies. He always plays like the weirdo who's like kind of looks, who's made to look unattractive. And that's
fine. He wears nice, I don't know, he just wears like, oh, I don't know. I mean, we should upload a picture of Steve Buscemi in Ghost World. He's a sad, lonely man. I was into it.
Oh, see, I don't, my guy is not sad, lonely man.
Okay, who's your guy?
Alan Alda, star of MASH.
Alan Alda.
Star of MASH.
He talks like this.
No, he doesn't talk like that.
I'm Alan Alda.
No.
It's Alan Alda, Alice.
It's not Alice Alda.
Hold
on, that's a character, though. Alice Alda.
Yeah, character I could bring to life with my voice.
Yeah, you could. Anyway, fuck, he was so tight in MASH. He was just like so hot, tall.
He like
in charge, sarcastic, yeah. Fucking Oof. Sexy as shit. Loved it. And then also he was in The West Wing, which was one of my all-time favorites. I watched all of The West Wing. Love it. Rewatched it like the first two seasons recently. Holds up. And then he was in 30 Rock. I mean, it's like fucking hell. He's like touched the most important parts of my life. And I want him to touch
the most important parts of your body.
Yes. That's what I want.
Yeah. So him and MASH. Anyway. He's kind of got gray hair, like almost gray hair in MASH as well, which is awesome.
Fuck yeah, that's so tight. There's something so sexy about grey hair, because when you were talking about Alexander Skarsgård, interesting fact about him, his dad, Stellan Skarsgård, is the actor famous for Good Will Hunting, other things, and
Mamma Mia, Thor.
Mamma Mia, yeah. Fuck, Pierce Brosnan is so hard. And I don't think
he was one of my first ever crushes as Bond. Yeah. Like, he was
get
like,
it, get
he
it.
Is, I mean, you can't, like, I never saw his eyes. And what? Yet, he was so, you know, you don't really see Pierce Brosnan's eyes that well, do you?
No, I don't. I have no idea what you mean.
Oh, you know what I mean.
He's just, I literally, what do you mean you don't see his eyes?
It's like the same way in, like, John Mulaney, you know what I mean?
Oh, you mean he's got small eyes?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd never noticed that.
Yeah, he does. But Steve Buscemi, on the other hand, has two eyelids on either underneath his eye and on top of his eye.
Yes, he does. So. That's true. He's got big eyes, big, beautiful eyes.
God. So, but back to Alan Alda. I mean,
yeah,
what a great choice.
Thank
you. Know
you.
Who I would also put in this category? Elliot Gould.
Elliot Gould. I'm getting him Elliot confused Gould. With the first Elliot Gould. Can I just tell you, because I can't.
Ross and Monica's dad and friends.
Oh, baby.
Elliot Gould was in MASH, the movie that the TV show was based on.
Yummy.
Yum, yum, yummy.
One of my first crushes, the first person I ever told I had a crush on them, and it was heartbreaking. I was like, I like declared it when I think I was like 11 years old, and I was at intermediate, and his name was Elliot, and I won't say his last name because he's still around, and I think you probably even know him. I was sitting on the mat next to him at school. Yeah, and my friend goes to me, tell him. And so I turned and I said to him, hey, I have a crush on you, and he went to me, I know.
Like Han Solo.
I don't know. Is that what Han Solo does?
Well, have you seen Star Wars?
Not the new one.
No, but Empire Strikes Back, when he's getting bloody double dipped into the carbon freezing chamber, and Princess Leia says, I love you, and he says, I know, and it's the fucking best moment. Like, it's like the best romance moment of all time. Oh, not really. No. He's nigging her, but
I don't
it's a real
nig.
It.
I don't remember it at all. Yeah, well, oh, he was great. Nigging me. I genuinely think that he was like just doing his best to handle the situation, but it was really devastating. And then I like, I don't think my friend had heard it, and I like turned around and I was like, I did it, and she was like, how'd it go? And I was like, not good. Oh boy, I'm just thinking about that now. And then he grew up to have long hair, so like, what does that mean? I don't know.
What does that mean? I think my boyfriend just got home, and the sad reality of recording this podcast has really come to a like, it feels like I'm a kid who has to be like, oh, I have to go now because I gotta stop talking about older men that I like because my boyfriend's here.
Okay. Well, I think we can end it on that, on my heart, right? I don't feel like either of us really put forward a good case for either of our people. And I think, like, in the sense of, like, the structure of the podcast, I think in some ways we've deviated even further from it than we usually would.
Can we talk about this after we stop recording?
I just think it's important that
Why does it have to happen in the...
I just want the listeners to know that we're aware of it. I mean, you know, famously people come
to
this podcast for
too much.
Its structure. Do you reckon?
No, they don't give a shit, mate.
They do.
They do
give
not
a shit,
care.
Rose. You're
they
not
don't.
In New Zealand.
They
you're not meeting.
Don't.
You're not meeting the listeners. You know. You're not having one-to-one convos with them. And the thing they always say to me is like, stick to the script, mate.
Yeah. Who was this? What was their name?
I don't want to tell you their name. Oh fuck! A little bit of housekeeping just before we go.
Yeah.
A few people have sent me money. And I want to tell them to please not send me money. It's so nice.
You were the one that asked
I know,
for it.
I know. But we recorded that podcast. I genuinely had no money. But now I'm fine. Please don't send me money. Please. Thank you so much. I tried to find your names and message you, but I don't know who you are.
I want you to take the money and I want you to burn that money.
I can't believe
you were at a point where you were asking our listeners for money that wasn't desperate enough that you still wouldn't be in those financial fucking problems now. So basically, you were just broke that day, and people, you don't know where they came from. They took money from their accounts out of their children's mouths.
I'm so grateful. It's
and because they love
nice.
This podcast so much, they gave it to you.
I know, and I'm saying thank you, but please don't save your money. Spend it on our merchandise. That's out.
Have you donated the money to charity?
I am donating the money to charity. I haven't done it yet. But it's happening.
Come on.
I am donating it to charity. I donated that didn't money I won from you in a bet to charity.
Yeah. How much did I give you again?
$50.
Oh, shit. That sucks. Why did I do that?
Because I unfollowed someone on Twitter.
Oh, I feel so horrible about that.
Oh, do you? But you helped the earthquake fund.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Well, I feel great about it. Let's make more bets like that. Anyway, good talking to you.
Yeah, real tight stuff. Okay. Good luck out there. Be your best self.
So merchandise is here. And you can go to littleempirepodcast.com and click on our show little title, and you can buy it. What an amazing gift for someone who doesn't know anything about our podcast and is stuck with merchandise from it.
I honestly think that like the t-shirt design is like so good that like you don't need to be into the podcast to like it.
That's actually true.
I think you can just be like, this is a dope tee.
Bye, listeners. Bye. Thank you, Karma.
Thank you, Karma. Bonus
of the man. It's the heart again, not mine, you fucking idiot.
Bonus of the heart. I ran out of energy.
Thanks for listening to this podcast. If you're thirsty for another, why not try The Male Gaze?
The man
who
I had sex with.
Eli, this is the male gaze. You're allowed to just be open about it.
I've had sex with a man. Let's deal with it.
They're both male and they're both gay. The male gaze.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.